Hey, I'm Ricky.
Hey, and I'm Rosa.
And welcome to Nowhere in Particular, a podcast unfiltered, unedited, on a rock going nowhere.
Hey, thanks for tagging along. Buckle up, baby.
Ooh, I'm loving it.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
I know. I miss you. We took a little unplanned break.
So, first of all, apologies because we did say we'd be recording more frequently, and that is the plan. We do plan to record frequent episodes and
keeping you guys updated.
Yeah. But we didn't. Last week we kind of got some news that kind of shook us, and so sometimes when you get shaken, you I freeze. That's what I do. I freeze. Yeah. I'm like, and I try to catch my breath. And I'm catching my breath now. And so it's good to be back, and it's good to be back on schedule. So hopefully this doesn't happen again.
But life, bro, life.
Life. It comes at you in different ways and in different waves and depths and heights and
Speaking of bad days.
Yeah.
What's like, when you have those days where you're like not feeling your best or you get really bad news,
frozen.
like how do you handle it? Like, what's your, how do you maintain?
You know, I love taking a long shower and like just letting it all out. Like emotionally, I think it's a good idea. Just like release it and process it and then hold on to positivity.
Yes.
Like, I think, like, it's so important because once you let go of it, it's easy to spiral into a really dark place. Mm-hmm. And so, like, if positivity was a muscle, it'd be one I'd be exercising to try to, like, I'd hold on to it and I would try to, like, grow it and keep, I don't know, keep that light on.
Yeah, like, absolutely. I think there's something really healing about water because, like, when I'm having a bad time, too, I'm taking a bubble bath, like I'm filling up the tub, gonna put some vitamin bath. E oil in there. Put a little, some little essential oils. I know, get some candles and kind of give myself like a little romance, like show myself love.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Oh, I treat yourself.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, but yeah, I try to like fill my feelings and same as you, like I try to feel how I'm feeling so I can let it out, but also not stay in that place too long and just always remind myself that everything in life is happening like for a reason. And if I look back over my life, all of the terrible times and all the terrible experiences always like come with some type of lesson or learning, or it's just like a good experience to look back on. And so I just like try to keep that like in the moment, just knowing that everything is working as it should.
Yeah, sometimes it's hard to, I agree, but sometimes it is hard to like recognize that when in the moment it could feel like you're literally drowning, like you're hit by a huge wave.
Yeah.
And I always say like ride the wave or drown in it. And so like I say it and it's easy to say, but when the wave hits you and you are drowning, it's like actually you need to work your way out and get gasp for air. And
I think friendships are really important for that too, like having someone to lift you up, because it's like you, like you say, you have that knowledge of like what you should do,
right?
But it's hard to consistently pull yourself up, and like so having someone around just to say that like I'm here or to like be there for
it,
you to vent with,
so much. Yeah, you're so everything. Right, that's really what has gotten me through like this kind of like, I don't know what to call it, but this time in my life where I got really bad news, and I felt crippled with this news, but having solid and strong support system, such as friends and family, has been super helpful. But also, I think that's, I think it's super helpful, just having support system.
Yeah.
Yeah, and being able to ask for help. Like, I feel like I didn't necessarily ask for help, but I was open about what was going on to my friends just to let them know, like, this is what's going on. And everybody's been so loving and wonderful. But what about you? Like, are you open when it comes to that?
Usually I like to I'm a type of person that deals with everything like by myself. Mm-hmm. And so I like to like get myself together. Yeah. And then like I can present. You know, like I can move forward, but I have to like process it for myself.
For sure. And that's what I call my hermit time, is like in the shower when I'm crying or in the bath. And then I come out of that and I'm like, okay, cool. Where's my strength? Let me find it. Yeah. And let me armor myself with it because I need it. Okay. Here's to staying strong and keeping positive.
I know. I felt a little heavy for a while.
But you know what? It's truth and it's raw and it's unfiltered life. Unedited. It's
what reminds us that we're alive.
Like, yeah, shit happens.
Yeah.
Shit happens. So during this time, like, I hadn't been looking at our anything. I was just like completely out, not online. But today, as we were preparing for the show, I went onto our YouTube and I see that we have 146 subscribers.
How fucking holy moly!
Thank you so much to everybody who subscribes and everybody who listens. Thanks.
It means so much. Like, you guys have no idea.
That has it's really lifted.
It makes me so happy to know the people, like our friends, like listen and like genuinely enjoy it.
I know. Thank you so much. I hope
you guys genuinely enjoy it.
And if you have a topic or something you want to, I don't know, something you want to chit chat about or you want us to chit chat about, drop a line in our comment section or on YouTube, or I don't know if. Can you drop a line anywhere else? I'm not sure.
I think only on YouTube. Okay. But you guys can email us at nowhereinparticularshow@gmail.com. Hit us up. Let us know what you're interested, what you like. You know.
So speaking of shit happens,
mm-hmm.
I thought it'd be really interesting to have a conversation around shit. A little shitty conversation. some global shit. I feel like, you know, speaking of raw and shit we don't talk about, we don't talk about toilet etiquette around the world. Yeah. Or just toilet etiquette, period, you know?
Yeah, tell me more. I'm so interested in this topic.
We had an episode about flushing the toilet, and that should be standard etiquette, is one, flush. That's number one, actually. Yeah. Number two is make sure you leave it clean. You leave it better than you left it, okay? Don't be leaving a mess. Nobody likes that. I've done some traveling and I've realized, I once was in the Middle East and I was eating with both my right and left hand. And I was questioned why I was eating with my left hand, 'cause that hand is reserved for something else. Yeah. It's reserved for, hygiene, for bathroom hygiene. And I was like, wow, that's fascinating. And I kind of did a little digging and was reading about different cultural etiquettes around the world, and I thought it'd be kind of fun to have a little convo around shit. And it's not necessarily shit, it's piss too. But shit sounds fun. Do you have first let me ask, do you have a preferred method?
I usually like my bidet.
Oh, bidet, you know, all the way.
Yeah, I just ordered one off Amazon and it completely changed my life.
Really? It was life changing.
Yeah. Yeah. Usually prior to that, and I still do, I don't regular toilet tissue. Okay. I like wet wipes.
Okay. Same.
Yeah. 'Cause it's more gentle and I feel like it does the job better. True. But the bidet is just I don't know.
Yeah.
It's relaxing within itself too. Mm.
Yeah, it's an experience. If you've never had a bidet experience, it could be life changing. You're right. I'm curious. So, did you set it up yourself? Because I kind of want a bidet, and I just don't know. Was it easy to do?
I got someone that can do it for you.
Okay, you know someone.
I know somebody.
I love always having a friend. That'd be great. I would love. I actually was looking into some bidets because recently we used a friend's bidet and it was an incredible experience. They had to pull me out of the restroom.
Do tell.
I was leave me alone. It was heated. First you walk into the restroom, the toilet lid lifts up on its own. Mm. And I'm like, oh.
It's like, oh, you're here?
It's like,
come over here.
I was like, thank you. Finally noticing. And then
somebody sees me.
Exactly. And then you sit down and it's warm. Mm. And it's like, oh my god, it's like a hug for your butt. It really is. It's so nice. And then it had all these different, it had a remote with all these different options, front and back and cool air and warm air. And and I was like, oh my gosh, I can stay here all day and just play around, just have fun. It's there's nothing like a nice bidet. But in some places they do use their hand. And they do, that's just like how it is. Like, we don't ever talk about it, but that's a thing. And
that's so interesting.
In the U.S., it's toilet paper usually, but I'm a wet wipe girl myself. But my preference would be a bidet. And nothing wrong with toilet paper, though, but I'm just like, you know, it's a different experience.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's one we all experience, but we never talk about.
Yeah. Have you, do you use, like, the little stool that you put your feet on?
The squatty potty.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a squatty potty for a while, and I loved it. And I had it, like, the version one back when it came out after Shark Tank. Like, did you know it's a Shark Tank product?
Yeah.
So it was kind of big and bulky, and I really loved it, but my restroom's too small. My sister has one, though, that's nice and, like, chic. It's so cute, and, I love using it. But, yeah, I find it helpful. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I did find it helpful at first, but over...
You're like, over time, just a place to rest my feet. Yeah.
I don't know. But, like, ours, like, folds up, and we put it, like, next to the toilet if we're not using it. So I guess
you got
I
got a travel one.
I take it with me.
You could
always pack it in the suitcase.
Okay, he stay packing. That's funny.
I don't know what happened.
BYO, what is it? S. Bring your own squat. Well, that's kind of cool. I didn't know they made full portable ones.
Yeah, Amazon. Amazon has everything.
They have everything. They're not our sponsors, by the way. But if they wanted to be, they can hit us up at nooneparticulars.show@gmail.com and chit-chat with us.
Yeah,
and
we'll get back to you.
Yeah, we'll get back to you.
Let you know our price.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I feel like we have just been talking shit all We started off all raw.
I know.
And ended all raw.
Literally.
Taking different roads.
Going nowhere.
Yeah. Thanks for listening. It's been a fun.
Thank you guys so much for tuning
in. It's been a fun,
in.
Like 12 minutes now. I think we'll be at 13 by the time the show's over.
Yeah.
Which is our goal. So, yay.
Yes. And we just want to let you guys know that if you're out there just chilling by yourself, like you're not alone, we're here with you.
Totally.
You can always email us, DM us. On
comment.
Instagram, everywhere, at Nowhere in Particular
Show. Yeah, you're
not alone.
Yeah. You're not
love
alone.
To everyone. So much gratitude to you guys.
Love and gratitude, and you don't got to go home.
But you got to take another row out of here.
We love you, and we thank you, and we're so happy you're here with us.
Bye.
See you next time.
Mwah.